Exodus 22. If a man steals an ox or a sheep and kills or sells it, he must pay back 5 oxen for an ox and 4 sheep for a sheep. If a thief is caught breaking in and is struck so that he dies, the one who struck him shall not be guilty of bloodshed. If the sun has risen on him, there shall be guilt for his bloodshed, and he must make full restitution. If he has nothing to repay with, then he himself will be sold for his theft. If the stolen animal is found alive in his possession, whether it be an ox, donkey, or sheep, he shall repay double. If a man lets a field or vineyard to be grazed on, or lets his animal loosed and it grazes on another man's field, he must make restitution from the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard. If a fire breaks out and catches the thorn bushes on fire, so that the stacked or standing grain or the field is consumed, he who started the fire must make restitution. If a man gives his neighbor money or stuff for safe keeping, and it is stolen out of the man's house, if the thief is caught, he must repay double. If the thief is not found, then the owner of the house must be brought before God to determine whether he has laid his hand on his neighbor's goods. For every case of illegal possession, whether it be an ox, a donkey, sheep, clothes, or any kind of lost thing where someone says, "This is mine," the cause of both parties will be brought before God, and the one who God declares guilty must repay double to his neighbor. If a man gives his neighbor a donkey, ox, sheep, or any beast for safe keeping, and it dies, is hurt, or is carried off without anyone seeing it, then an oath before the Lord will be taken by both of them that he has not laid his hand on his neighbor's goods, and the owner thereof should accept it, and he will not have to make restitution. But if it is stolen from him, he will repay its owner. If it is torn in pieces by a wild animal, then he will bring it for evidence, and he will not have to make restitution for the mangled animal. If a man borrows any animal from his neighbor, and it is hurt, or dies when its owner was not with it, the borrower must make full restitution. But if its owner was with it, the borrower will not have to repay. If it was rented out, it is covered by the rental fee. If a man seduces a virgin who is not engaged and sleeps with her, he must pay the bride price for her to be his wife. If her father absolutely refuses to give her to him, he must still pay the standard bride price for virgins. You must not allow a sorceress to live. Whoever has sexual relations with an animal must be put to death. He who sacrifices to any god other than the Lord must be totally destroyed. You must not mistreat a foreigner or oppress him, for you were foreigners in the land of Egypt. You must not exploit any widow or orphan. If you take advantage of them at all, and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will burn, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives will be widows and your children fatherless. If you lend money to any of my people who are poor, you shall not be like a money lender. Do not charge him interest. If you take your neighbor's cloak as collateral for a loan, restore it to him before the sun sets, for that is his only covering. It is his only cloak for his body. What else does he have to sleep in? And when he cries out to me, I will listen, for I am gracious. You must not blaspheme God or curse a ruler of your people. You must not delay an offering from your grain harvest or the product of your wine presses. Your firstborn sons you shall give to me. Do the same with your oxen and your sheep. For 7 days it may stay with its mother, but on the 8th day you shall give it to me. You will be a holy people to me. Therefore do not eat any meat that is torn by wild animals in the field. You must throw it to the dogs.